Hey friends. So I have been going through quite a bit of change over the past week, and I feel that a lot of the reflections and downloads that have landed in over this like 1 to 2 week period are going to just naturally be interwoven through today's episode. To be fully transparent, I'm literally recording this like right as I've like woken up not long ago and I haven't really spoken yet. So there's that. But this is when I felt inspired to record. And that is the thing. We all work differently. Some of us really thrive off structure, schedule, routine, looking consistent. And that is so powerful. And others of us thrive when we feel like there's more wiggle room. We have a overall base of somewhat of a schedule, structure, routine. And then it's like really flowing with what's coming through when, as we're just feeling different energies, different vibes, and feeling like doing different things. And I'm actually just mentioning this here because I'm the latter. Actually, I'm a mix of both. I really love structure and routine, but I really love fluidity, freedom with my structure and routine. So it kind of changes every couple of weeks as I go through different chapters and phases. Like, I feel like every couple of weeks for myself, I go through a new thing that it's not that I'm really necessarily, oh, I am also doing new things, but it's more like a new lifestyle. Lifestyle shifts. That's the current period of my life, at least for the past, like, a few months. It's been like, oh, every couple of weeks is like a new lifestyle shift. It's like a new experience again, and a new structure and routine and schedule again, new things happening again. So much growth, and that perfectly embeds into the energy of what I'm feeling collectively as well, of we are wrapping out a year. We are wrapping out a well, we are wrapping out a year in terms of our, is it the Gregorian calendar? That's the word that's landed in my head. So, yes, but I know seasonally really moves more with the seasons, our like solar year. But we still energetically have an ending. We have an ending and we have a beginning. So cycles are wrapping out and new ones are opening up to unfold. But in this past couple of weeks, I have been feeling a lot of, especially the past week. We've had like, when I'm recording this, at the time of recording this, it is, we've just had the full moon in Gemini. And that is really activating, or has activated, I don't know if activated is the word I want to use here. I feel like it's highlighting or amplifying the current Mars retrograde in Gemini energy. So we potentially have been sort of taking a little bit of a pause or a reconsideration of certain ways that we are taking action. And for myself, I have my Gemini in my fifth house. So creativity is a massive part of that house, creative projects, entertainment. And I've been feeling that with like I had all this motivation and inspiration and like this thing a couple of weeks ago of like, okay, like yeah, like I really am seeing the vision of what I'm wanting to create here, especially in this space. Like Open Expansion, Angela Eleni, like my pages, like my business. And also like what just what I'm sharing like on the pages, right? And I just felt like, oh, holy shit, like I feel like I have this desire and wantingness, but when I go to sit down and create, or when I go to actually do the things that I'm saying I want to do, the energy flow is like blocking. It's just like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to. And it's like almost like equivalent of writer's block, but it just feels like an energy block. And then I've been asking myself, okay, so like where do I have limiting beliefs, and what ideas am I holding on to, and all of this sort of stuff that is potentially blocking me, and moving through that. But for the most part, it actually feels more like a timing thing. I'm just like, I just need to trust in the riding the wave And I've been sharing collective messages around this because I know that the experiences that I'm personally going through and aware of, those who kind of resonate with me coming across on TikTok or my messages, wherever that may be, even like in the one-on-one sense, feeling drawn to have a reading with me, it usually aligns with, like, our energies match and align, and we've been having some form of a similar experience, even if it looks different, like even if it's just on the energetic level or like an overall pattern or theme of a chapter, there's a resonance. And honestly, all of us intuitive readers, I shouldn't really speak for everyone. From my perception, I believe, because this is my experience, but I do sort of seem to notice this pattern where we're reading from where we can only really read from where we are at or what we have been through. So much of it is really, there's almost a personal element to it. I feel like when I'm posting messages, I'm like, I'd be exposing myself here. But that is a thing that I've chosen. Like, I'm aware that that's how it is, and I want to do that. I'm okay with people sort of also getting a sense of my energy and what I'm going through as well, in a way, as there are overlaps with the person giving the reading and those receiving it, whether it be collective or individual. And that's not always exact. It's not always like the same situation or the exact same thing, but there can be overlaps. And if not at present, it's like, oh, like this is, we're drawing from an experience we have had as well, because that's just what that's like what the guidance is coming through. It's like, we are communicated with using a language that we know, using symbols that we understand, using experiences that we've been through to understand someone else's experience. And yeah, it's so fascinating how that happens. So circling back to the collective energy, for myself, I have made a pretty big transition for myself. So I also have those who I have been communicating with, speaking to, also seem to have gone through some kind of change as well. So I am feeling this on a vaster collective level for some, whether it's something that's already unfolded or potentially something that is going to be unfolding as we are ending this year and entering, readying to enter into a brand new cycle. I need to blow my nose just a sec. All right, we're back. I have this J. Cole song in my head, and I don't even remember the name of the song, but it's the one that's like, got me up all night, all he's singing is love songs, you got me up all night, yeah. We are. I don't know why that's in my head, but it feels significant to right now. Oh, yes, I feel like it's for myself. See, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Like, that's a message that it's going to mean something to different people. But for me, like, I'm being communicated with in a language that I understand. So I just reflected back on that. I asked in my head, hey, guides, like, what does that mean right now? And then they showed me how I've been changing my sleep schedule and how I wanted to talk about change. And the bigger kind of changes that I've been making, and the challenges surrounding that, but also the massive amounts of growth surrounding that, and that I'm sure many of you guys could also absolutely relate to in your own ways right now, or as I mentioned, up and coming. So, yes, sleep schedule has been a big one. Got me up all night. No. I was actually sleep scheduling, like, my sleep routine over the past couple of months started to keep creeping later and later and later, and I was like happily falling into this, like, yeah, I'm happy to fall asleep at 3 a.m. every, like, go to bed at 3 a.m. every night, and then I was like 4 a.m. and then some nights it was like 5 a.m. and then I was like, I was very much actively able to do my work in the evening and in the night, and I was comfortable to do that, and I felt really inspired and excited doing it at that time of night. So it wasn't inherently wrong, but I didn't really enjoy missing out on a lot of the sunshine in the day, especially it being summer here on the southern hemisphere, or at least in Australia. The sun has been, you know, peeking through. So that was a part of me that was like, and then I was thinking like long-term sustainability and all the things I'm asking to bring into my life. I'm asking to call in. I'm asking for all these certain things to transpire, myself to be living certain experiences, me being able to work in my business in a certain way. But if I am not matching that in when I am awake or my routines, if they're not a healthy balance match to that, I'm not going to really necessarily receive what I'm asking for, at least in the easiest way possible, like in a smooth, easy way. So I was like, I need to make some tweaks. I got to start creeping that schedule back forward. And so I have. So that has been an adjustment. And in the meantime, it's been a little uncomfy because I like doing things when no one is around. I love the energy when everyone's asleep. It feels easier. But I also love the energy when everyone's awake. It's a different experience. And when I say everyone, I literally mean collectively. Like, there's a different energy. You know, you just, if you ever go late night driving or early morning driving or for a walk, or you're just around in a place that's usually busy when no one's there. It's just totally a different feel to when you're somewhere where it's busy and everyone's there. And I do this sometimes at the beach. Like, I'll be at the beach. I've been like going to the beach in the recent months, like at night, just to like reflect. And it's funny because it's like some of the busiest beaches here in Sydney. And it's so funny to be there when no one's there. And it's just like totally different vibe. Both are great. They're just different. And I find that as a very like energetically heightened individual, I shall call myself, I suppose, and a very intuitive person and just really tapped into collective energy, of course, as a collective energy reader, I really feel the buzz, like when there's lots of people, and really feel totally different when there's not as many people around, or when I know everyone's asleep. It's like, cool, like I'm just in my own energy bubble here. Even if I'm just at home and I'm like the whole world, not the whole world, but you know, most of the neighborhood is asleep, most of the city is asleep. Of course, not everyone, but it feels different. And I feel more focused and I feel less like thinking about other people's stuff, less tapping into other people's energies. And I'm just super focused on me and my stuff. So interesting how that happens. And then during the daytime, I'm a lot more involved with collective energy or group energy or other individual energies. This is a natural like experience that we have, whether we potentially realize it or not. Like, it's not just personal to me, but I just felt called to share my experience around this. So that's why I find myself gravitating towards working in the evening really well. It's like super focused. It's like sometimes in the day I feel scattered. I feel like there's 500 different things pulling at me energetically. And I'm like, which one do I go down? Where do I begin? It just feels, honestly, sometimes overwhelming. And this points to my need. When I see that, I'm like, okay, let's pull back to my empowerment. What change do I need to create in this present now moment to experience more focused energy, feel more grounded and feel less scattered or overwhelmed or pulled? And me just having this like conversation with myself here, me sharing this with you beautiful souls here now, is a fun, I was going to say fantastic, but also funny, I suppose. A funny opportunity and fantastic opportunity for me to also become more aware of the need for me to continue to work on energetic boundaries, which I did so very well over the past few years, but I was in hermit mode. And now I'm very much exited hermit mode, very much exited the cocoon, flying like the butterfly. Very much more involved, engaged, loving it so, so much, so good. but also really needing to work on bringing back in some of the energetic practices and boundary work that I used to do so very much, because I feel that that is going to help me with the focused energy in the day so that I don't need to do everything in the evening. Yeah, it's a vibe. It is a vibe. It's a vibe. So what I also wanted to talk about was, yes, sleep schedule and routine has been a massive change. An even bigger change for me has been dietary. Why I'm talking about this is the mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual, I suppose, ripple effect that something in this physical nature has now had. Anytime we make any choice, it affects us on all of these different levels, because we are not just a physical body, we are not just emotions, we are not just thoughts, and we are not just energy, though we are all of those things. We are all of those things and more and all of those things, and they're all interconnected, they all interplay, they all directly change with one another. Like, they're not just connected like they are, they're not connected as like separate things connecting together almost. They're like, literally, like, I'm seeing in my mind's eye, like they're all one. But yes, we can compartmentalize them as well to make sense of things, right? And so for myself, I have been, for the past around 3.5-4 years, I have been on a journey with physical health. Well, I've been on a physical health journey, to be honest, since about 12 years ago, like actively, through different experiments and different changes. And that's through my teenage years into early adulthood. But in the past 3.5 to 4 years, it has been much more specific, focused, and intense. And that's pretty much been, that started around the end of me doing my degree, which was nutrition and dietetics. So it was food focused, but it took a totally different spin as I moved and dived into more natural healing and expanding modalities. So in the past four years, I'm just going to say 4 years because it's easier to say. It's between that time period. In the past 4 years, I very much was on a specific route. And, you know, when we're on some kind of path and route, we have a lot of beliefs and ideas around that thing, around what we're doing and why, around how it's helping us. All this sort of stuff, like basically so much of my life focus was built around this path of healing, especially through food. And I was on a detoxification path for the most part, and experienced so much benefits and improvement in that time, or in this time. Experienced, like I said, on all levels, physically, absolutely, also mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. But the reason I believe that I had all of these positive effects is because I believe it was an aligned path for me. I didn't force this path. I didn't force myself to detox. This was something that came to me and I was like, I need to do this. I'm compelled to do this. This is exactly what I've been needing for the past like 10 years of struggling with my all these physical symptoms and mentally, oh my gosh, as well. This is what I need. It was a calling, and it was something that I, even before becoming aware of intuition to the degree that I obviously am now working as an intuitive, I intuitively was called to do it. I was like, this is meant for me. This is literally the answers that I did not receive through my degree. This is filling in all the gaps. This is what I need. So it was, I believe that's why it had such a powerful effect on me. It wasn't something I forced. It was a calling. No, it was an intuitively aligned path that I followed, and I was as honest with myself as I possibly could be through the process. I was constantly communicating, asking myself, show me what I need to see. Show me what I need to see that I have not seen. Show me what I need to see that I've potentially been avoiding. Show me everything. It really shadow work. But even with food, I was like, I'll let go of everything. I'll give up on everything. I will let go of everything that's not in my highest alignment. I won't try to cling on to anything. I'm totally open. I'll let go. Like, I'm really not resistant. Give me, show me everything. That was like my constant dialogue on a very daily basis, honestly hourly basis, with myself, my higher self, my guides, whatever you may like call it. I don't even call it a particular thing for myself in my head. Like, I just know what it is, I feel what it is, but just for the sake of explaining it, I'm just giving it these names. That's what I was getting at here. So yes, it was a very, very gratifying path for me. So gratifying. I experienced so many powerful things. And honestly, I want to like potentially do a podcast episode or multiple episodes, however it aligns, just talking about the experiences, because they were some in which genuinely transcendental for me. Just mind-boggling, mind-blowing. But that chapter is wrapping out, and that is so, has been really hard for me to accept. I've known it's been wrapping out for like the past year. It has slowly eased out, and now I'm really at a point here where I'm entering a new one, and I'm no longer on the same detoxification path, a path in which I genuinely thought I would be sort of carrying with me for life at the time, as we do when we're on a path, we're so in it, we're present in it, and we should be present in it. So we don't necessarily see it ending. We're just presently there. I think that's a great sign. It's also okay if we have an inner knowingness that it's also just for the now. That's where I've landed now. I've landed now on this where I'm at here. Where I've landed now is every chapter I go through is a chapter. Every season I go through is a season. I'm not looking for the ending. I'm not looking, doing my best to look ahead, but I'm also respecting that nothing is going to be necessarily permanent forever, and that's okay. And that's such a powerful acceptance for me. It helps me to explore more freely, helps me to feel less stuck, helps me to feel less like I have to figure everything out forever, because we're always growing, evolving, and changing. Like, it's always going to be revealing more to us on our journeys. Oof, I'm loving this podcast app, by the way. Like, I'm just, this is a vibe. It's flowing. The energy is here. And it's funny because I've been like wanting to record a podcast for like 2 weeks and was like, oh, I don't, like I said, I would sit down and the energy wouldn't flow out of me. So I didn't force it. And I was like, it's going to happen at the aligned time in the aligned way. And now that it's here, I'm like, this is a vibe for me. This is so it. Anyways, circling back. Yes, so the detoxification cycle for me feels like that period is wrapping out. I'm still using a lot of the modalities and things that I have gained and learned through that experience. I'm not throwing it away. That's a part of my intuition. It's telling me, keep this part, do this still, da 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 da. And it's giving me adjustments each day. But I have made a reintroduction of a food group that I just... Yeah, a food group, I would say, that I thought I had would eliminate from my diet forever. And I had a lot of ideas around this food group. I had a lot of judgment. I had a lot of the things that I have learned over the past 4 years and longer, to be honest, have been swaying me away from consuming this food group. And all the evidence for me personally has been pointing to why not to consume it. So then to reintroduce it over the past, it's been just over a week, because I was, again, I had got that intuitive hit and the guidance and all the synchronicities showing me like it's time, just give it a go, it's going to be all good, just think of it as an experiment. If it doesn't align, you can literally go back to what you're doing before or find a new way. It's okay, be gentle with yourself, be easeful, be compassionate with yourself, and try. Just be open, that's all we ask. That's like myself to me, essentially. And I believe that my openness to non-judgment of myself is one of my best qualities. And I think that's what makes me really embracing of literally everyone from all walks of life, no matter how quote unquote terrible of a thing they might have done or do or great things they do. Like, I really consider myself to be a very minimally judgment person. We all have judgments arise, but I notice those judgments and I can really very easily flip that switch and like move through and be like, oh, I'm just thinking that because of this judgment within myself around blah, blah, blah. Self-aware, I suppose, is what I may call it. Oh, look at me like just talking myself up today. It's a vibe. I'm here for it actually. It's not often that I'm always wanting to. I do it with myself for myself, but it's not always I want to share that because the potential fear around being received as a person that is, up myself and whatnot. But that is an idea of the mind. That is, if I believe that idea, I'm just going to create that idea for myself again. And that is not a thing I want to experience. And I do not believe that. And I know that sharing positive self-talk about the self is only positively inspiring others to also positively self-talk yourself, you guys. Like, you guys are amazing. So incredible. You do so many amazing things on a daily basis. The simplest things are so amazing. Like, look, I made this whole podcast. And all the episodes, the three episodes up so far, are literally about this is what I think of and this is how I think in the day. It's about thinking or it's about perception. It's like, it's a small thing. Like, it's not necessarily like a massive thing that I'm doing, but like, look at the small thing that a simple perception shift or a simple noticing, look at the ripple it creates. Like, it's huge. And so you have so many of those in your day. You have so many of those in your week. You are so amazing. All those little perceptions, all the little shifts, all the little noticings, the observations, the reflections, the awarenesses, and the physical changes coming along with those things, or the physical changes that you're going through that then create those awarenesses, they're massive. Those small things, huge. And the huge things, huge. All of them. They're fantastic. So let's celebrate ourselves for that. That's what I was getting at. So, it has been a huge change for me to make this introduction of a food group in that for the previous, especially 4 years, I've been saying no, because of this reason and that reason and that reason, and it creates this and this means that will happen, and then da 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 da. And I have evidence to back that up because ABC and XYZ and all this with these people and this with my body in the past and this here, like all the evidence, all the thoughts, all the beliefs, all the ideas to support that narrative of not to eat this food group. And then to have to shatter that because I'm being told you've got to do it. Just go through the experiment, be open. I'm like, okay, like I said, that's what I was saying before. Non-judgment. I won't judge myself if I to do this. And I don't judge others who do. So that's simple. Then I shall try, and then I shall see for myself, and I shall be open-minded through this beautiful process that is teaching me something. And like I said, nothing is permanent, so I will not know if this, how long of a thing this is, how short of a thing this is. I don't care. Honestly, that is irrelevant because that is not living in the present moment. That is for future me to figure out when she gets there with all the wisdom, knowledge, and experience she'll have then. She'll have there. She has a lot of that he now, but not the ones for then. She has the ones for he now. So let's just be he now. Let's just eat this now. Let's just enjoy this new experience now. Let's create the mental shifts now. And I'm really, really good at, like, when I have an idea about something and I have all the supporting evidence, especially if it feels like it's a truth that has shattered a previous, like, say there's something that I don't believe in, and then this new truth comes in that shatters that thing that I didn't like really believe in, and it gives me all this assistance and help and support. I'm like, this is the answer. Okay, we want to cling to that thing that gives us an answer because it was something that gave us clarity in a time of overwhelm, confusion, or something that wasn't serving us. So then this new answer feels like it's the everlasting answer. But then it usually comes to a time as well when it's no longer just that. There's more to that as well. It's like, oh wait, but this new thing and this new thing, that's change, that's growth. That's what we're here to do in the human experience. That's what I'm here to do in the human experience, at least. I'm wanting to constantly change, evolve, transmute, transform, alchemize, improve, because each new journey, each new chapter, each new step, each new food change even brings more activations into my life. Like it activates something in me that brings more abundance and expansion into my life. It brings something else. It brings more. It makes me feel vaster. I feel more. By more, I just feel like my experience expands. I get to experience more. I'm more open to more things. That's fantastic. That's a great indicator for me of a life that I want to be living. That's a great indicator to me of who I want to be, who I want to be in this avatar me. And so, with these recent changes, yes, there has been a lot of mental things that I'm needing to literally just be like, put them on pause for now. You don't have to answer those questions immediately. Go through the experiment, let the experiment answer the questions. Sometimes we try to mentally work things out ahead of just doing them. It's good to have, it's good to be aware. It's good to have, to be switched on mentally around the things, right? But sometimes also like there needs to be a balance of us just like going through the experience, doing the thing, and then circling back to the conclusions we can make about that on a mental level. Like, what does this mean? What does this mean about this? And it's honestly interwoven. It's interwoven. It's like, it's not one or the other. I haven't done like mass amounts of research, like heaps, and then tried to implement something. I also just haven't implemented something without learning anything about it. It's like both interwoven through each step of the way together. And that is how I have operated very strongly for the past around 5 years. It's like life is my teacher. Life gives me an experience to have, and then I go through that experience and then learn from the experience, but then I'm also doing my own intuitive learning, and then I'm also doing my own actual research on the things. It's like all embedded, it's all connected, and I believe that that is a very open way to go about things, and it's very healing in contrast to how I went through, you know, my degree and just the education system of like learn all this stuff, like bulk learn, and then potentially apply, potentially not apply most, and just yeah. You know the vibe. It's not really a vibe, but in my perception at least. I like both like an interwoven experience of personal intuition, guiding a journey towards what to learn at what time, and then learning a little bit, applying that, and then reflecting on that, and then learning more and applying more and reflecting and then changing where needed and following the intuition as it's calling through the new path. And that's a powerful thing that I'm really able to do. I've noticed in a client setting, it's like someone comes to me and I'm not saying this is what you need to do. I am really pulling out of them, what is your intuition telling you to do right now? Because it's telling you something. And then let's work from that. Then let's see around that. What ways, like what skills or modalities or information can I guide you to support you? Like, what can I give you from what your intuition is telling you? And then can we be okay with if that changes for you? Because your intuition will probably progress you and show you a new thing on top of that, or to the side of that, or in a different direction of that. And are you okay to move there? And then I can support you in that and give you the tools or modalities that may help you in that. And we can move through that. And this is coming up in all kinds of sessions. It's coming up like in a business coaching session. It's coming up in the health and well-being, like of the physical body in terms of like food and lifestyle. It's coming up in terms of talking about relationships in session. It's coming up in all areas of life, which is so cool. Our intuition truly does guide us on our own paths. And in my humble opinion, I feel that a practitioner or a coach or a healer or an intuitive, whatever it may be, that doesn't tell you this is the way, this is what works, do this as a blanket statement, but rather they're working with you to discern what's coming forth for you right now. Okay, what's calling to you right now? Let's dive deeper on there. Let's move through any limiting beliefs blocking you from seeing that around yourself, so you can access your guidance and you can follow that. And I'm just like a support person here that knows a lot of things, that has all these skills and tools and modalities in my toolbox that I can help you give you. But you're not going to benefit from me just throwing all these ones at you or throwing random ones at you. You're going to benefit from you following your journey and me discerning, oh, this is a tool that's going to help with that specific part that's coming through for you right now. Try this now. Like, move through that now. Then from there, as you move through that, we can recoup and move through the next tool or the next modality that's coming forth. And then you might pick up your own ones and then ask me questions, or, you know, it's intuitively led. And I'm giving this even as an example of us, if we're not working with someone and we're just really on a self, I mean, we're all on like a self-expansion journey, but, you know, actively you're on like your own self journey actively. You can do the same thing with yourself. It's like, you don't have to follow someone telling you on the internet, this is the way, if it doesn't feel like it's the way for you now. Like, you're on your own journey, you're on your own timing. And I feel like the best way to be is to just be honest with yourself about where you are at and what you're genuinely feeling and what you're leaning towards. And that can be sometimes tricky for us to discern that for ourselves. at the beginning-ish, or I don't know if I want to say beginning, that's not really what I want to say. At times it can be tricky because it can come up at any time. Like it happens for me, and I wouldn't say I'm at the beginning of my journey by any means, but it can be tricky at times to discern like what our intuition is guiding towards, like showing us next. For me, like with this integration of this new food group, again, that was a big thing. No, it wasn't that big. Honestly, it's actually been wildly easy. Like, I'm just shockingly easy for me, which is just a massive shock to me. Wildly easy comparative to what I thought it would, considering how big of a change this is for me. That's what I'm getting at. Sorry, I've just said introduce like five things at once there. It can sometimes be tricky to discern what our intuition is showing us. That's where I feel like it can sometimes be helpful when we feel especially like we might benefit from it. Working with somebody, sometimes we or getting like an outside perspective of someone that we trust who we don't feel is just going to project their stuff onto us, but they can actually kind of truthfully see us and, you know, truthfully meet us from a non-fear-based place. Yeah, anytime you're seeking out advice from someone, my advice is to seek advice from people who are not in a fear-based place themselves. Like we all have fear, but you know, overall, like they seem pretty balanced, centered, and we all go through periods of fear. Like this is not a judgment, but think about it. If you are in a place where you're not seeing things so clearly, you're feeling clouded, and then you want to ask someone else who also sort of seems like they're in a similar place for their opinion, you're just kind of most likely going to be clouding each other, unless you're both actively working towards declouding and improving in that, right? Versus if you do have a trusted person around you who is maybe not in a period that is as cloudy, or there's a little bit more, it doesn't even have to be cloudiness though. It's just you feel it. I feel it. So I feel, maybe I'll just put it back to how I would feel it. Someone that makes you feel centered and just like, ah, okay, yes, clear and relief. That's a person to trust in that moment. And it's not to say that we all go through phases, we all go through experiences. For myself, I actually didn't do my client readings this week, and I had to reach out and apologize and ask if it was okay for me to pause on them and get back to them, because I wasn't in as clear of a place as I wanted to be to do those readings. Like, and I could do the right thing, quote unquote, you know, quotation marks, I could do the right thing and push them out and get them to the people because I told them that they would get it in so many business days. But is that the aligned message for them? Is that what they actually need from me? Or is that what my mind wants me to do because of XYZ reason? And that honestly is not a it's not a thing that happens all the time. It's not a thing that so far happened often, but if it comes up, it's something that I will honor because I know that when they receive their message, it is going to be exactly what they need when it's with them. They're going to be like, yes. And if I had pushed it out a week earlier, though that would have been nice as well. Like I do want to get these. I always want to do them as soon as possible. Like I'm like, ah, I'm excited. I want to see what comes through. I want you guys to like receive and just experience that. But if it's not aligned, it's not going to be what they need. And if I am in a somewhat of a clouded place myself, I'm not going to be that comforting, stable, grounded energy that others really benefit from when I am all the other times, you know, like when which I can be in a week from that time instead. And so for myself, I was aware I'm making a lot of big changes this week by integrating this food group that I have not eaten in. I hadn't actually eaten it in about 5 years. And going on this journey for like 4 years of like this other thing, like this way of eating that's very light, very detoxifying to then add in this, like it's a big change. So and that's creating a bit of ungroundedness within me, because change can sometimes be a bit ungrounding when we're first changing, and that's okay. I need to not put my confusion energy onto others as I navigate through this week.
And I'm feeling
So happy. I'm like rewarded, my higher self and me is like rewarding me for doing that and being like, girl, like look how quick we're able to move through that change. Look how good you've integrated it into your life. And now look, you're ready now to do them. It's Saturday and you're ready. You're ready now. So fantastic how it works out. And just another reminder to be easy with ourselves. Say it was something like there were obviously other commitments that I did need to do. That's okay. I'm still going to do them. But just with more compassion, more ease, like not being as hard on myself, not expecting as much intensity of myself through that time of change. And I feel that that's important to share with you guys if you're going through some kind of change right now, like, or if you're going through a different kind of transition period and you're feeling like things are maybe not as clear or they're coming into clarity, like, you know, it's coming into clarity, into momentum, into alignment, but it hasn't exactly shown itself yet. Just be compassionate with yourself now. Like, of course, do the commitments that, like, are absolute necessity. Do the things that do make you feel good, but don't force or pressure yourself to have the answers. They're going to unfold. I do not have the answers of the journey that I'm on right now. I have a lot of things that have come through. I've got a lot of amazing, helpful insights, but I don't have full-blown answers. I absolutely don't. And I think if I really expected myself to at this point, that would be absolutely hilarious, because there's no way that I'm supposed to know all of the things all at once already. And that's totally okay, as long as I know that I'm receiving more. I am. I'm moving, I'm learning, I'm trying, I'm receiving more, and more of the puzzle pieces are coming together. More of the pieces are piecing up to the puzzle to make the puzzle. And I believe that the journey that I'm moving through on the food level, like, I've gone through a unique journey, and I know that others do go through this as well. So it's absolutely not just me, but I would say that it is perhaps, it so far has been a smaller percentage of the total population of people, at least in my demographic, like where I've grown up, and my demographic, like age, location, all that stuff, that have gone through this sort of detox journey. Physically, that I've gone through over the past 4 years as a young person, and now to then go the sort of, it's not the opposite, it's definitely not the opposite, but it's like to then make the changes that I'm making. Big like transition. Like I said, I'm not the only person, and I'm not the only person that I know as well. But it is a smaller percentage so far. And to go through this sort of journey. So that means there's gonna be questions that there's not answers to there yet, because we're kind of doing a new thing, going from here to here and trying this out. And of course, no one's making anything up from scratch, but this combination in this way, in this time, like, has it been done before? No. Has it been, like, and ask yourself the same thing from what you're doing. Like, you guys are so unique. You guys are like so creative and so unique. Like, is what you're doing exactly something that's been done before? Fuck no. I can guarantee you what you're doing is not something that's been done before. Even if you could see people who have gone on a path like what you're going on, they have not done what you're doing. So there's going to be your own answers, your own questions, and your own answers that come forth. And our journeys are embedded with one another. So we're going to help each other as we collectively move forth on our journeys in similar areas. I'm really grateful to have friends who are going through a similar or somewhat of a similar experience to me right now in this transition. We bounce off each other. It's so healing. It's so helpful. Very, very helpful. And I'm so appreciative and grateful for that. But we get to move forth and create answers or our own answers together and collectively. And that's the great thing. We understand that nothing is permanent, so that those can even change and shift and evolve. And that's okay. I mean, we're not even trying to necessarily
answers isn't the end goal. It's not. Answers is a part of something. And the end goal really doesn't have to be an end goal. The end goal can be in the now present moment. Like, what's the goal of the now present moment? And I want that to continue. And for me, I suppose that is to just feel expansive, alignment with myself, authentic, like just who I am. I just want to feel and be and live who I authentically am. And that's my present goal. And that's then by default, my end goal as well, because the end is the now and the present is the only time. So I feel like I could blab on for literally an entire hour here around this, but I do feel like we just opened so many beautiful doors, so many opportunities to have more episodes about these little segues that have come up. And if there's like particular kind of insights that have come through for you that you feel called to share, let me know. If there are particular things that you would find fascinating for me to kind of talk more on, let me know and I'll feel it into if that aligns for me as well. If it's something that I've already mentioned, especially or like want me to go more into, let me know. If there's other bits and bobs as well, just let me know. And I always do what feels aligned, what intuitively feels right. So if you intuitively feel called to share with me, I will receive. All right, my loves, I hope that you have a fabulous rest of your day or night whenever you are listening to this. Love you guys.